how a key principle of karate helps you understand getting your soul saved from hell through Jesus Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the chief of sinners, Daniel White III, president of Gospel Light Society International, with the Gospel Light Minute X podcast number 389, titled How a Key Principle of Karate Helps You Understand Getting Your Soul Saved from Hell Through Jesus Christ. I am here to remind you of what the Holy Bible says very clearly, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners like you and me. Most people are familiar with karate, a martial arts form of self-defense. Its origin dates back many centuries ago, when Chinese monks developed kung fu. In the 1600s, this system of self-defense was imported to the tiny island nation of Okinawa under the dominion of the Japanese samurai. All weapons were banned to keep the people of Okinawa in subjection. For protection from their oppressors, the native people learned to use their farm tools as weapons, and over time perfected Chinese boxing into its present form we know as karate. The creed of all true karate practitioners is this: I come to you with only karate, empty hands. I have no weapons but should I be forced to defend myself, my principles, or my honor, be it a matter of life or death, right or wrong, then here are my weapons, karate, my empty hands. This reminds me of the way of salvation through the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, the word karate literally means empty hands. The way of karate, karate do, is the way for salvation, if you will. Many people believe that to be saved and certain of going to heaven when they die, they must do something to earn a place in the by and by. They think that they must bring something to God before He will accept them. However, the fact is that salvation is not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to God's mercy. There is nothing we can bring to God. We must bring empty hands. For there is nothing we can bring to God that would impress Him. That's a sobering thought, by the way, if you think about it. And cause Him to accept us. Nothing, 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 nothing. For the Holy Bible tells us that all our righteousness is what we think are righteousness, our good deeds, our best deeds are as filthy rags in the sight of God. There's absolutely nothing that we can do to gain God's favor or earn our place in heaven. Not one thing. No work, whether it is church membership, baptism, giving to the poor, or anything else, can pay our sin debt. We must come to God through His Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." There is only one way to God and one way into heaven. That one way is a person, God's Son. His name is Jesus Christ. No other way. Notice the words to the old hymn, "Rock of Ages." "Rock of Ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. Be of sin the double cure, save me from its guilt and power. Not the labor of my hands can fulfill thy law's demands. All for sin could not atone. Thou must save, and thou alone. Nothing in my hands I bring. Simply to thy cross I cling." Beloved, salvation is not of works, lest any man should boast. It's not anything you can bring in your hand. Rather, pardon me, you see, beloved, when a person realizes their need of God's forgiveness for their sins and desires to make sure heaven will be their eternal home, they will have to come on God's terms. "Nothing in my hands I bring. Simply to thy cross I cling." For you see, salvation is not of works, lest any man should boast. Rather, it is by the grace of God through faith in Jesus Christ. The salvation that all people need has been paid for by Jesus Christ. When He died on the cross, this salvation is offered to all men free of charge, if they will repent of their sin and by faith receive the Lord Jesus Christ as their own personal Lord and Savior. The way to heaven, dear friend, is the way, if you will, of the principle in karate, empty hands. Empty hands. You must come to God as a sinner with empty hands, realizing that you are morally and spiritually bankrupt, without any righteousness to call your own, with nothing to offer God. If you will come to Jesus with empty hands, nothing, nothing in my hands I bring, you will not go away empty-handed. God will grant you the forgiveness of your sins and give you eternal life. And I assure you, your hands will be full at that point. So everyone in the world approaches God, dear friend, in one of two ways. Most come to God in their foolish pride and say to Him, "Something in my hands I bring," and are rejected by God. Then there are those who come to God humbly, saying, "Nothing in my hands I bring, simply to thy cross I cling," and God accepts them. It is an amazing, wonderful thing, because their trust is in His Son, Jesus Christ, and what He did for them on the cross, not what they can do. If God is speaking to your heart right now about being saved, trusting Christ as Savior so that you can be saved from hell and saved to heaven, why don't you, at this moment, lay aside all you are trusting in to get you to heaven and put your complete faith in Jesus Christ and Him alone for your salvation? The Bible tells us in Romans 10:9 that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. Right now, where you are, you can be saved if you understand the principle in karate, empty hands, and know you are ready to meet God when you die. I call it the eternal life insurance policy. So, dear friend, if you believe in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you believe that He died on the cross for your sins, He suffered and He bled and He died on the cross for your sins, He died in your place and rose on the third day from the dead, and you are willing to trust Jesus Christ with all of your heart so you can go to heaven when you die, not to hell, please pray with me what is called the sinner's prayer and mean it from your heart, believing in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner, and I admit that I have sinned against you and that I have broken your Ten Commandments. I have lied before. I have stolen things before. I have lusted after people and things before. I have dishonored and disobeyed my parents. I have taken your holy name in vain. For Jesus Christ's sake, please have mercy and grace upon my soul and forgive me of all of my sins, my failures, and my faults, as I now believe in your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe that He suffered, bled and died on the cross for my sins, was buried and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past. Help me to turn from my old evil life and follow you in the new life. For it is in your holy name, Lord Jesus, I pray. Amen. Dear friend, thank you for listening to this gospel presentation. If you have decided to trust Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior after listening to this podcast, please email us at gls@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. To find out more about what you need to do after trusting Christ as Savior, visit gospellightsociety.com and read my pamphlet titled What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. The gospel pamphlet this podcast is based on is published by Fellowship Track League, a nonprofit organization whose purpose is to spread God's word to the world through the printed page and other media. You can order copies of this tract online at fellowshiptrackleague.org. God bless you, dear friend. Until next time.